I believe it boils down to your why. Digging down and finding the reasons why you never started something. And in order to determine why you keep delaying, you can ask yourself some of these questions. Welcome to Zest for Life podcast, designed to give you the motivation, inspiration, and a bounce in your step. I'm your host, Sharona Javen, and I'm so excited to have you join us for today's episode. I've spent the past few decades educating and sprinkling my joy and zest for life around the world, having lived on 5 continents. I am passionate about living life with zest. In this podcast, we'll dive deeper into everyday conversations on mindset, self-improvement, relationships, change, careers, the ebbs and flows of life, and many, many more topics that you get to be part of just by tuning in every Monday. Friends, let's not settle with just okay by being bogged down with the mundaneness of life, but be invigorated by my voice, motivational teachings, and true stories to ignite some zest into your life. So pull up a seat and make sure you're cozy. This is the Zest for Life podcast. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Zest for Life podcast. It was so much fun hearing and reading what you did last week to be spontaneous. Some listeners wrote that they tried a new recipe, booked a music concert, took time off work and rested. Good for you. Tried a new coffee shop. It's been so much fun reading your comments, your DMs, and keep that momentum going this week as well. You would have also read in my post, I tried those crispy smashed potatoes, the ones that keep popping up on my social feeds, and it was so, so good. And if we're not yet pals on Instagram, you'll find me at Zest for Life Podcast. I post regularly there, and you'll be in on all the top information. I am so excited for today's topic. By popular demand, here is a deep dive on the topic of procrastination, which we touched on in episode 4. Is procrastination killing your momentum? If you haven't yet listened to it, hit play after you listen to this episode. Some things may overlap, but in this episode, we're going deeper, diving deeper, and unpacking the layers until we get down to the absolute reasons why you're finding yourself in this perpetual cycle. And you'll find solutions on how you can end the cycle of procrastination in your life. Let's begin. Procrastination is a common phenomenon, you guys, and that many, many people, many individuals experience at some point in their lives. It often arises from the tendency to prioritize, you know, short-term goals or short-term comfort over long-term goals. The draw to immediate gratification can lead us to avoid tasks that are uncomfortable or challenging, and ultimately delaying our progress towards achieving our objectives. It could be big or small things like vacuuming the car to bigger life-changing things that no longer serves you, or in some cases, you never ever actually get to it. And that would be very sad to come to the end of your life and to have never traveled, for instance, or bought that home or had that second child or started that photography class, whatever it is. So when we give into the temptation of procrastination, we put off taking action, which can have detrimental effects on our ability to meet time-sensitive goals or complete projects with strict deadlines. And for instance, missing that job application deadline or failing to file your taxes on time are just a few examples on how procrastination can lead to negative consequences. And the danger of procrastination lies in its potential to create a cycle of perpetual postponement. As tasks accumulate and remain unfinished, They form a backlog, you all know what I'm talking about, that can quickly become overwhelming. And this backlog not only makes it harder to initiate and complete tasks, but also contributes to a sense of frustration and stress. I can personally relate to the challenges posed by procrastination. Like many, many others, I have found myself trapped in a cycle sometimes where delaying tasks only leads to further delay and an ever-growing sense of unease. Oh, I don't like that feeling. You know, the need, you need to get onto it, and it's always lingering at the back of your mind. Yes, that yucky feeling. And breaking free from this cycle requires a conscious effort to prioritize long-term goals over short-term comfort and to confront difficult tasks head-on. Okay, so by recognizing the detrimental effects of procrastination and taking proactive steps to address it, we can regain control over our time and productivity. Setting clear goals, breaking tasks into manageable steps, and establishing routine can really help combat procrastination and give you a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. Remember, it's never too late to break free from the cycle of procrastination and start making progress towards your long-term goals. This next piece is important, really important. So listen with your whole heart. I believe it boils down to your why. Digging down and finding the reasons why you never started something. And in order to determine why you keep delaying, you can ask yourself some of these questions. So first, you could ask yourself, what are the potential barriers or obstacles preventing me from starting this task or project? Is it like uncertainty? Is it the unknown, which is scary to you? Or is it monetary reasons? Second, ask yourself, am I afraid of failure or success in relation to this endeavor? You know, we all have narratives and stories that we keep telling ourselves of all the reasons why this could fail even before you've even started. So it's essential that you do ask yourself, is that the reason? Is that what's stopping you from progressing? Number three, do I lack motivation or interest in the task at hand? Number four, have I set clear goals and deadlines for myself regarding this project? Am I overwhelmed by the scope of complexity of the task? You know, you're not alone. There is always someone who has gone ahead of you. Find those people. Connect with them. There is a wealth of knowledge and resources. All you need to do is seek it and you will find it. Number six, are there external factors such as lack of resources or support? This connects with number five, contributing to your delay. Number seven, have I identified any patterns of procrastination in other areas of my life that may be affecting the specific situation? Yes, you do need to sit down and evaluate, maybe see a counselor if you need help to work through some of this. Reflecting on these questions may help you gain insight into reasons behind your procrastination and provide a starting point for addressing and overcoming them. I'll leave these questions in the show notes so you can reflect on it in your own time. We're now going to address some practical things. Setting clear goals is essential for staying focused and motivated to achieve your goals without falling into the trap of procrastination. Here are some steps to help you establish clear goals and effectively work towards them. Number one, define your goals. Start by clearly defining what you want to achieve. Make sure your goal is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. You may have seen this before. It's the SMART acronym, S-M-A-R-T. So, for example, instead of setting a vague goal like improve my fitness, you could set a SMART goal like for example, run 5K for, you know, in 3 months. So breaking it down into smaller specific goals. And of course, the acronym again is SMART, SMART, SMART goals. Number two, break it down. Break down your main goal into smaller, manageable tasks or milestones. This will make the goal less overwhelming and easier to tackle. Create a timeline with deadlines for each task to keep yourself accountable. I really flourish with the timelines. I love it. I have it on my calendar. I have reminders. It really helps me to keep track and to keep me focused on what I'm trying to achieve. Number three, prioritize tasks. Identify the most important tasks that will contribute significantly to achieving your goal. Focus on completing these tasks first to make steady progress towards your goals. I know we have a tendency of leaving the most, you know, challenging or significant goals for later, but actually prioritize them. Make sure that you are achieving them, not just putting it further away and delaying that. Number four, create an action plan. Develop a detailed action plan outlining the steps you need to take to accomplish each task. Include specific actions, resources needed, like I mentioned, people or knowledge, or like it might be online courses, and deadlines to each task. Number five, stay organized. Use tools like to-do lists. We've talked about that in episode four. Calendars or project management apps to keep track of your tasks and progress, and set reminders. I do that, and allocate dedicated time each day to work on your goal. You got to block off time in your schedule if you really want to make progress and stop that cycle of procrastination. Number six, stay motivated. Find ways to stay motivated and inspired throughout your journey. Listen to the Zest for Life podcast. We'll keep you motivated. Okay, so celebrate small victories, visualize your success, and remind yourself of the reasons why you set this goal in the first place. Monitor and adjust. Regularly review your progress towards your goal. If you encounter obstacles or setbacks, don't get disappointed or discouraged. Instead, reassess your action plan, make necessary adjustments, and keep moving forward. Procrastination can have a negative impact on motivation because when we put off tasks, it can lead to feelings of guilt, stress, and anxiety. This can make it harder to feel motivated to complete the task, as the negative emotions associated with procrastination can overshadow any initial motivation we may have had. It's important to try to break the cycle of procrastination in order to maintain motivation and productivity. To stay motivated, you can try setting specific, achievable goals, breaking tasks into smaller steps, rewarding yourself for the progress, surrounding yourself with positive influences, staying organized, and practicing self-care. We touched really deeply on this and we expanded on it in episode four, so I'm just giving you the highlights here. And additionally, finding inspiration through motivational quotes, videos, or stories, or the Zest for Life podcast, which can help keep you focused on your goals. Remember to be kind to yourself and celebrate your successes along the way. Let me know if you need more ideas or assistance with staying motivated. I would love to create an episode on this topic. By following these steps and staying committed to your goals, you can effectively work towards achieving them without succumbing to procrastination. Remember that consistency, determination, and a clear focus are keys to overcoming procrastination and reaching your desired outcome. Procrastination can have a negative impact on motivation because when we put off tasks, it can actually lead to feelings, like I mentioned, guilt, stress, anxiety. Nobody wants that. And that is no way to be living a life filled with zest, you guys. This can make it harder to feel motivated. I keep, you know, reiterating this point because it really does. It deflates you when we don't get onto the tasks And so it is so important that we stay focused. And I don't know about you, but I am into vision boards. I remember starting my vision board in my teenage years and sticking it up in my bedroom. It was on a big cardboard, a colorful cardboard that I would create these beautiful, beautiful images. I love arts and crafts and I'm a visual person. So the thought of sitting down and kind of finding appropriate magazine photos and cutting and pasting onto my vision board is an exciting thought for me. And these days, I actually have a larger cork board and I pin photos and words that help me stay motivated, focused, and my vision, which is always in the forefront of my mind. Vision boards can be a powerful tool for staying focused and motivated towards achieving your goals. By visualizing and having a visual representation of your goals, dreams, and aspirations on a board, you can create a constant reminder of what you're working towards. The visual representation can help keep your vision ahead of you, serving as a daily inspiration and motivation to stay on track. Looking at your vision board regularly can reinforce your goals in your mind and keep you focused on taking steps towards achieving them. It can also help clarify your priorities and remind you of the bigger picture when you're faced with challenges or distractions. Overall, vision boards, I believe, can be a creative and effective way to manifest your desires and stay motivated on your journey towards success. Like I said, creating a vision board can be a fun and creative process. Here are some ideas to help you get started. Number one, gather your materials. So you need to have a poster card or board, a cork board or canvas as the base for your vision board. And you can collect magazines, newspapers, photos, quotes, stickers, markers. I have all of those on my vision board. And any other decorative items that really resonates with your goals and aspirations. Number two, set your intentions. Before you begin, take some time to reflect on your goals and what you want to create in your life. You might want to pray, you might want to meditate, you may want to look at your journal, you may want to journal, and then think about your short-term and long-term aspirations in areas such as career, relationships, health, personal growth, and hobbies. You may have other categories you want to put in there and other personal items or thoughts or goals that you want to achieve. And number three, find inspiration. Flip through magazines, search online for images and quotes that inspire you, or use your own photos and drawings to represent your goals. Choose visuals that evoke positive emotions and align with your vision. You can even cut out, type in quotes or find them online and print them off in color or black and white. I've done that with some of Bible scriptures and things, and even cut those out and put them on my vision board. You can create and do whatever you like. It is your vision board. Number four, arrange and decorate. So this is so much fun. I love this part. Start arranging your chosen images and words on your board. Get creative with the layout. Use different colors and textures. You can even add materials and things in there too, like textile materials. And add personal touches that make it uniquely yours. You can organize your vision board by themes or categories to make it more structured. So on mine, I do have it in themes and categories. I find that's really helpful for me when I am focusing and in one area of my life or all of it. It really helps me to kind of just have it more structured personally. And then number five, display, and you can revisit. Have it somewhere where you will see it all the time. Mine is in my bedroom. I like to be able to see it when I wake up. And so once your vision board is complete, find a prominent place to display it where you can see it daily. I know some friends who have it in their bathroom. So as they're brushing their teeth or doing whatever, they can actually have it there and they get to see it every single day. So put it somewhere where you know that you will see it every single day in a prominent spot. Take a few moments each day to look at your vision board, visualize your goals, and feel the emotions associated with achieving them. That last little piece is really important, so I'm going to repeat it again. And feel the emotions associated with achieving them. Okay, connect your feelings. Previous podcast, you would have heard me talking about connecting your feelings, your emotions, your feelings to whatever action. So feel the emotions associated in your, you know, in achieving your goals. And remember, your vision board is a reflection of your dreams and desires. So make it meaningful and, you know, inspirational to you. Feel free to customize it in any way that resonates with you and motivates you to take action towards your goals. Enjoy the process, everyone, of creating your vision board. It's such a fun evening, afternoon, weekend, vacation task that you can do. It's not even a task, it's just fun. Okay, so go create your vision board and let it guide you on this journey to success. And I also created a vision board for all those who are like, I'm not into cutting and pasting. I'm not artsy crafty. It's okay. You can actually create, because I did, I created a vision board on Canva. So if you're not familiar with Canva, it is an online software where you can create so many things with that. So on Canva, I have made a digital vision board, and you can have it on your desktop or on your phone. It's yours. So do whatever you feel is right for you. At least you know you've got it with you. If you travel a lot, if you just want to be able to glance at it every single day while you're on the move, you can have it on your phone. And remember that different methods work for different people. So feel free to experiment with these suggestions and find what resonates best for you. Consistency, determination, and a positive mindset are keys to staying focused and achieving your goals. So first we delved into looking at your why, followed by some practical solutions, some strategies, and now we're going to wrap up with mindset. Procrastination can indeed make a profound impact on your ability to maintain focus and concentration. And when you consistently put off tasks or responsibilities, you create a backlog of unfinished business that can clutter your mind and hinder your ability to concentrate effectively. This mental clutter can manifest as a constant background noise of looming deadlines, pending obligations, and uncompleted tasks, which can be distracting and overwhelming. Think of your computer. If you've got many tabs running at the same time, it gets slower, it's sluggish, it's going to make noises, and who knows, it might just switch itself off. You need to really make sure that you are shutting it down, those tabs, and so that you can really focus on what is really at hand. As you navigate through your day with a mind filled with unfinished business, it becomes increasingly challenging to focus on the present moment and give you full attention to the task at hand. Your thoughts may drift towards the tasks you have been avoiding, causing you to feel, you know, anxious and stressed. We talked about that, or guilty even, about not addressing them sooner. And this mental preoccupation can disrupt your ability to engage fully in the task you are currently working on, leading to decreased productivity and efficiency. By taking proactive steps to tackle procrastination and prioritize your tasks effectively, you can clear mental clutter that hamper your focus and concentration. As you cultivate a habit of timely action and proactive task management, you can enhance your ability to stay present, engaged, and focused on the tasks that matter most, and ultimately leading to increased productivity, efficiency, and overall well-being. If you need further assistance overcoming procrastination and improving your focus, feel free to ask for more tips and guidance, and maybe I'll create another episode on this topic. Now let's summarize our main points. Spend time to discover why by journaling, writing, reflecting on why you might be delaying tasks. Okay. And we already went through the significant impacts that it has on your focus, your concentration, and mental clutter. And so your mind needs space to deal with the next thing. And if it's already filled with all the things you are yet to do, that's going to lead to feeling of overwhelm, anxiety, and demotivation, and that perpetuating the cycle of delay and avoidance. So to combat the negative effects of procrastination, it is crucial to address the root causes, break tasks into manageable steps, set realistic deadlines, and practice self-discipline and time management. Now, by taking proactive steps to overcoming procrastination, you can clear mental clutter, enhance focus, improve productivity, and stop the cycle of procrastination. Now, I encourage you to go and check out episode 4, which is procrastination killing your momentum? If you haven't listened to it already, you totally should. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Zest for Life podcast. I hope this episode has filled your day with inspiration, laughter, and a whole lot of zest. If you're finding value in this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could leave me up to a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. Also, make sure you have your automatic downloads turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, so the weekly Zest for Life podcast is in your queue and ready to bring you inspiration, motivation, and an injection of zing you didn't even know you needed. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. Let's go.